Good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. There's Máirtín O'Connor there with his piece of music called Up and Away, and we're up and away again here with another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, around New Zealand, around the globe, hope you can stay with us here for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland throughout the programme, and plenty of good music. So first up tonight, we'll go with Tommy Flemmen and The West's Awake. Take it away, Tommy.
And if when all but hark a voice like thunder spray. The West awake, the West awake. Sing o'er all at England way. We'll watch till death for Erin's sake. Sing o'er all at England way. We'll watch till death.
Yes, well, the West's awake. Tommy Fleming there. And, well, from a movie point of view, the West is awake, the West of Ireland, because the Banshees of A. Sheeran has been nominated for quite a few Oscar nominations in the nominations that came out this afternoon. And it's director, writer and director Martin McDonagh is nominated as the Best Director. The film stars Kerry Condon, Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson and Barry Keoghan. They've also been nominated. And Paul Mescal, he's been nominated as Best Actor in After Sun. And on Colleen Kuhn, the movie that many of you may have seen, also nominated as the Best International Short Movie. And I went to see The Banshees at the weekend, and certainly the acting and the scenery is spectacular. But for me, the story was a bit different, and I know that other people that have seen it thought it was great. But I'll leave it up to your own devices. Won't spoil it for anybody that wants to go out there and watch it. And it'll obviously, there'll be plenty of people going to the cinemas now to watch it that has been nominated. And of course, the results of the Oscar nominations, I think about early March, it comes out. But it's a great achievement for Brendan Gleeson, Colin Farrell, indeed everybody involved with the movie industry in Ireland. And there's also an Irish guy involved with the other movie that's nominated, the movie Elvis, for his work on it. So a good day all around. Not such a good day for Pascal Donohoe. He said to go into the Dáil for a second time within a week and confirm a breach of election rules in 2020. This relating to work, small amount of money, about €1,020, €1,200, for putting up posters and taking down posters during the elections in 2020, and last week it was 2016. But it's political grandstanding here by opposition parties. They want to try to bring the minister down, former Minister for Finance, now the Minister for Public Affairs. But Taoiseach and Taoiseach have backed Mr. Dunne, and he's come out. He made a mistake and he said he just wants to, what do you call it, move on. But whether or not that'll be the end of the story, we'll just have to wait and see. Right, we'll move on with more music, and this time we're going to go with Brendan Shine, where the three counties meet. I'm playing this specially for Jimmy Duffy. Jimmy, Happy New Year.
Oh, how lovely to be on the shores of Loughrea, on a beautiful midsummer's morning, looking over the lake as the waters do break by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way to the Three Jolly Pigeons. It was near Glasson Town, on the road I sat down, I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Loughrea, oh Loughrea, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I strolled on her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Timber and concrete, I was mainly a man for to follow life's path. I forsook the dear place of my homeland. If God grants me grace, I'll return to the place when the sunset of life has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird my heart soars as I gazed on the beauty around me.
The man from Athlone there, Brendan Shinan, where the three counties meet, and that going out to best wishes for 2023 to Jimmy Duffy. Great to see you last weekend, Jimmy. And I'll also include in that John Mulrennan, John's dad, Paddy, loved that song as well. And John, good to hear that you're on the mend after a motor accident there recently. And John, long time listener to Ireland Calling. That's what you're listening to now. I hope you're able to stay with us for the next 50 minutes to go now. Well, on Sunday last you had the All-Ireland Club Hurling and Football Championships final played in Croke Park. About 26,000 people turned up. Hurling final between Dunloy from Antrim and Ballyhale Shamrocks. And in the football, you had Glenn from Derry against Kilmacud Crokes from Dublin. Well, Ballyhale Shamrocks, obviously from Kilkenny, were odds-on favourites to win this game, but it was a tight encounter, and they came through in the end, having been beaten last year by Ballygunner in the final. Last year's losing finalists lost to a goal in the last minute, Kilmacud Crokes. Beaten by Kilcoo. They were basically, it was neck and neck right down to the wire, but they came won the game 1-11 to 1-9. And celebration started, and I'm sure it continued into the night out at the Stillorgan Club. But within minutes of the final whistle going, people discovered a number of eagle-eyed pundits noticed that Kilmacud Crokes at one stage thought they had 17 rather than 15 players on the field, because obviously replacing some players hadn't gone off. But it turned out they had 16 players literally defending their goal with the last free kick, 45 being taken, which went wide after a 45 resulted in an amazing save by the goalkeeper seconds earlier. But of course, people wondered, the GAA rules state that there can only be 15 on the field at any one time. So the manager of Glenn said afterwards in an interview he wasn't going to object, but that was his own personal view. But of course, every pundit in Ireland now has come on, and including Joe Brawley, and says the GAA came out and said they wouldn't be investigating anything unless Glenn made a complaint, and they have until midday Wednesday Irish time to send an email to ask the GAA to investigate. But it looks like you know, there will be an investigation if Glenn object to you know, what was probably definitely a genuine mistake by Kilmacud Crokes. But at this stage, every good-minded pundit in Ireland saying that the least the GAA should do is offer Glenn a replay. So there might be another spin to this story. And of course, the football and hurling leagues get underway this week. So there's a packed itinerary of Gaelic games. So, but GAA have come out of this badly. They should have said on Sunday night, when there was absolute evidence there was 16 players on the field, that they should have done something about it. And they said they would wait to hear what Glenn has to say. So a bit of a farce for what turned out to be two great games. And obviously Kilmacud Crokes happy that they came through and won after the heartbreaking loss last year. So they may have to go and have another game. Mauro O'Connell, or no, Dolores Keane, and Never Be the Sun.
That love is all. and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars in heaven, although they burn so bright. But even
yes, the wonderful voice, Dolores Keen there, and a lovely song called Never Be the Sun. Well, there was a terrible tragedy in Cork University Hospital on Saturday night. An 89-year-old man who was in hospital was attacked by another patient, a 30-year-old man in the hospital. Full details have yet to emerge, but not sure what exactly happened. But the 89-year-old man died, and his predeceased by his wife, who died in early January this year. And police announced yesterday that they've charged the 30-year-old other patient with his murder. Terrible, terrible tragedy. And for the family, the man was from West Cork. We'll go through all the sports news later on. Of course, a big weekend with Heineken Cup matches. And now the aim is for Six Nations. So just having a look at the Irish Times here. Other stories that are making the news is the dismissed teacher, Enoch Burke. We might have mentioned this before. He was basically jailed for... obviously told not to turn up at the school where he was teaching at Down in Westmead last September, and but he refused to do that, and was jailed and got out of jail just before Christmas. But he turned up again at the school in January, and the school's reopened. And basically, he's ultra-religious. He's doesn't the school have basically told him that he's got to address a pupil rather than a he or a she as they, and he obviously refused to do this. And as a result, the Board of Management had a meeting with him last week, and the result of that meeting was that he was dismissed. But he's turned up again at the school, and he said, you know, school have said, right, he's dismissed, he can take his case through the appropriate channels. But it's a obviously an issue that's causing a lot of trouble for the other pupils going to the school in County Westmeath. But it seems to be, he seems to be, what do you call it, backed to the hilt by his family, including one of his sisters, who's a lawyer, and he seems to have defended himself in all the court cases. Our Prime Minister here, who steps down today, Jacinta Ardern, she featured on the front page of the Irish papers last week, and today, her last day as Prime Minister, stepping down, and plenty of coverage given to her and the new successor in the media here over the last week. Right, we'll move on, and this time we're going to go with the Chieftains and Puck Arbulla.
Beacon hearts make dull in my hell. He cast me rum and gummer joy. A buck on crone say, will I?
Falls on me.
Yes, the chieftains there and on Puck Ar Buile, the mad Puck goat. You're listening to Ireland Calling if you've tuned in late. Ireland Calling each week is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, if it's in New Zealand on Wednesday night, listening on Planet FM, Saturday night down in Christchurch on Plains FM, and Sunday afternoon in Kapiti Coast, and Sunday night in Wellington on Wellington Access Radio, or it could be any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. Welcome along. Hope you're enjoying the programme and bringing you the latest news from Ireland. Looking back at the results at the weekend in rugby, Munster lost out to Toulouse, but they've both qualified for the next round of the Heineken Champions Cup, though they will have to travel to South Africa for their next game against the Sharks. Leinster, they're going very well. They had an easy win, and they'll have a home quarter final or next round match. Ulster have also qualified. They'll probably be away. Connacht playing in the Challenge Cup, the second tier competition, for the third game in a row. Bundy Aki hasn't played since the 23rd of December, even though he's been fit, and no stipulation by the Irish rugby management not to play him, but it seems he's fallen out of favour with the coaching regime there, and they were playing away to Newcastle in a game that they were expected to win, which would give them home advantage for the next few games, and obviously a big revenue earning, but they lost to Newcastle, and then now they'll have to travel away. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Conor Murray and Keith Earls also dropped from Munster the week before. They were in the back of the picture last week. But the big shock was when Andy Farrell announced his team selection. I think 39 players of the Six Nations. Joey Carberry, who's played 43 times for Ireland, obviously understudied to Conor Jonathan Sexton. He was omitted from the squad. It said his colleague from Munster, Crowley, was selected along with Todd Byrne from Leinster, backing up Sexton, who'll be fit and ready to play in the first game of the Six Nations in 2 weeks' time. So Farrell said Carberry knows what he has to do, and maybe now he can concentrate on Munster and play his way back into the team, because it's a big year ahead and there'll be injuries with the World Cup coming up later this year. But no doubt, disappointment for Joey Carberry. He has been plagued with a lot of injuries, and you know, his form probably could be better. He missed two, I think, kickable conversions at the weekend in Munster's 4-point loss to Toulouse. But, you know, the Munster coach Rountree is backing him to the hilt. OK, Dermot Kennedy and Power Over Me.
Your heart to be for me, oh, I want you to sing to me softly, cause then I'm out running in the dark. That's all that love ever taught me, oh, I call and I'll rush out, all out of breath now. You got that power. Remember the lake and the moonlight. Remember you shivered and shone. I'll never forget what you looked like on that night. But I know that time is gonna take me. I know that day's gonna come. I just want the devil to hate me. Oh, I call and I'll rush out. All out of breath now. You got that power over me. We had a way and never tell.
darkness knows you well. That lesson of love, all that it was, I need you to see. You got that power over me. My mind, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes. You got that power over me. My mind, the only one I know, the only one on my mind. You got that power over me.
Dermot Kennedy started off his career busking on Grafton Street, Power Over Me. And a bit of power going on here in golf. I'm just looking here at a story. Patrick Reed, the US golfer, throws tea at Rory McIlroy in disgust after the world number one appears to ignore the American in Dubai. So obviously I think Reed joined the LIV tournament. McIlroy's obviously in the other camp. It was a good weekend for Irish golfers. Pádraig Harrington did very well. He finished fourth in that first tournament of the year, European tournament in Abu Dhabi. Obviously Shane Lowry was joint leader going into the final day, but he didn't. He had a bit of a bad day, but he certainly did well. I see Conor McGregor, he can't stay out of the news. He's facing a lawsuit amid claims a woman's arm was broken during an assault on his yacht. And then a man that was a high flyer during the halcyon days of the Irish economy, Marcus Sweeney, warned his life was in danger over debts to organised crime figures. He had some top restaurants and a leading man at the hospitality industry, but now he's up on charges of over, I think, $700,000 of money laundering, involved drugs, etc. So not a good look for him, and a big fall from grace. What else has been happening in Ireland? Obviously, the the economy is moving along. There's saying that there'll be no recession. Some reports come out today, there'll be no recession in Ireland this year or next year, as long as some of the big multinationals don't basically cut back drastically on their operations in Ireland. I know a number of them have announced cutbacks in the last few weeks, which will affect Ireland, but not as dramatic as it will in probably other parts of the world. And Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said that even if some people do lose their jobs with Google or Microsoft or Intel, there's so many other IT businesses in Ireland. And finally, just before I take the next piece of music, there was awful footage put up over the weekend of a car towing a poor donkey down in Offaly. And this went up online and there was absolutely uproar. I seen a comment from a magistrate in England saying if this came before him in court, he'd have no hesitation on jailing the perpetrators. But anyway, thankfully, the Dog Sanctuary Ireland, Donkey Sanctuary in Ireland, managed to rescue this donkey along with six more in the Offaly region, and he's been looked after and cared for. Now, no word about what happens to people that were in the car, but it was a disgusting video, and anybody to see the cruelty to animals, very, very disturbed. I saw it online before some of the stories broke. It was absolutely terrible, but thankfully the donkeys are safely being looked after now and checked over by veterinary surgeons, and please God they will do very well, recovering well. Okay, we'll move on with Nancy Griffin from Clare to Here.
Sleeping late on Sunday. It's a long, long way from Glen to here. Friday comes around, we're only into fighting. My ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. And it's
Yes, County Clare to New Zealand, it's a long way. And on my recent trip home, went through Ennis and out to the Cliffs of Moher. It was a wild day, the day we were there, with gusts of winds up to 45, 50 k's an hour. But obviously very popular place for people to visit. There was lots of people there that day, and they've got a great visitor centre there, and lovely walks that you can do. So certainly recommend it. And of course, then not far away from the Great Burn, in County Clare, you can walk. So some great walks you can do there. And but County Clare and County Limerick and indeed Dublin now tonight has been in the news the last weeks with the there was a number over 120 refugees sleeping in tents. I presume they were pretty weather type tents over the last few weeks. And then there was a discussion last week where the government had negotiated with the owner of a factory, a vacant factory in Shannon, to put asylum seekers in there. But, you know, there was opposition from local councillors and politicians. And I see now tonight that newly arrived asylum seekers have told the RT News tonight, Irish time, that they have nowhere to stay and they're prepared to sleep rough on the streets in Dublin. It follows a decision to pause offers of accommodation to all adult asylum seekers who seek protection here and who arrive without children. So there's an average of 310 international protection applicants arriving into Ireland each week, and it's estimated this could see hundreds of men and women sleeping rough in the coming weeks. Obviously, almost 75,000 Ukrainian refugees in Ireland. So Ireland is doing its best to help alleviate the terrible situation that's unfolding there. But there's only so much accommodation, and some of the hotels in Ireland that have been used as centres for refugees have given notice to the government that they need these hotels back, you know, from about March, because they can make more money during the holiday season in Ireland. So a terrible situation, very hard for all the people that are coming in. Of course, not just from Ukraine, they're coming in from other countries as well. Okay, this time we'll go with Daniel O'Donnell and Mary Duff, Whispering Hope. Daniel O'Donnell there and Mary Duff, Whispering Hope. And it was nice to hear Daniel on RT Radio last week talking about the enjoyment that grandchildren bring grandparents And of course, I think he's got about three grandchildren, and obviously Michelle's children's children, his wife, and Daniel, no doubt, looking forward to another year ahead, entertaining the globe, as no doubt he'll be off to the US early in the year, and who knows, he might be back in New Zealand and Australia before too long. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at some of the other stories making the news. Of course, the continuing situation in Ukraine obviously gets plenty of coverage every day in Ireland. And great news on the Oscar nominations, which is fantastic for the Irish film industry. And they'll be looking forward now to March, when the date at the Oscars are announced. But good news. As I mentioned, there's a possibility that the All-Ireland Club football final between Glen and Kilmacud Crokes, which took place last weekend, won by Kilmacud Crokes by 2 points, may have to be replayed. And obviously everybody, experts across the board, are coming in and saying the rules are the rules, and if the rules were breached, it's got to, what do you call it, you know, there has to be consequences. One consequence is that the game could be awarded to Glen. I don't think that's going to happen. And the other issue is a large fine. But I think everybody's hoping that Kilmacud Crokes will agree to a replay. Right, Andy Friend, Director of Coaching at Connacht, has said he's no doubt that Bundy Aki will be at Connacht next year. There's rumours, because of his non-selection for the team for the last few weeks, that he might finish out his career in Ireland. He's got one more year with the contract to the RFU. He might transfer to Munster, but that's not going to happen, according to Friend, who's leaving his role at Connacht Rugby at the end of the year. Has done a lot of good, but there's a lot of questions being asked now why Bundy Aki hasn't been selected. And I know his replacement, a number 12, has been doing really well in Connacht, but they haven't had a great run over the last few weeks, and missing out on losing that game against Newcastle on home fixtures for the next few weeks in the Challenge Cup. Christy and the DTs.
Off the drink. There was footsteps in the parlour, voices on the stairs. I was climbing up the wall and moving round the chairs. I looked out from under the blanket and up at the fireplace, and the Pope and John F. Kennedy were staring in my face. Suddenly it dawned on me I was getting the old ETs, when the Child of Prague began to dance around the mantelpiece. Goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the smidig and the harpic, to bottle the rafting cake. As I sat looking up at the Guinness, I could never figure out how your man stag up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. Well, I swore upon the Bible I'd never touch a drop. My heart was palpitating, I was sure it was going to stop. Thinking I was dying, I gave my soul to God to keep, and a tenner to St. Anthony to help me get some sleep. I fell into an awful nightmare, got a dreadful shock, when I dreamt there was no duty free at the airport down in Knock. George Seawright was saying the rosary and spoke were on the pill. I dreamt Frank Patterson was gargled and he singing Spancel Hill. Goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the smidig and the harpic, the bottle, the raft and cake. As I sat looking up at the Guinness, I could never figure out how your man stayed up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. I dreamt that Mr. Hawhey had recaptured Cross Madeleine, then Garrett got re-elected and he gave it back again. Dick Spring and Roger Casement were on board the Marita Ann, and as she sailed into Finnish, they were singing Bannistrand. I dreamt Archbishop McNamara was on Spike Island for 3 nights, having been arrested for supporting travellers' rights. Dreamt that Rory Quinn was smoking marijuana in the Dáil. Desmond was handing Frenchies out to Scots and Fianna Fáil. Goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the smidig and the harpic,
the bottle, the raft and keg. As I sat looking up at Dick in the sad, I could never figure out how your man split up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. Oh, I drank the Nell McCafferty and Mary Kenny too, the things that we got up to, but I'm not going to tell you. I dreamt I was in a jacuzzi along with Alice Glenn. Then I knew I'd never, ever, ever drink again. Oh, but bite the port and brandy, the vodka and the stag, the smintig and the harpic, the bottle, the raft and keg. As I sat looking up at the Guinness ad, I could never figure out how your man stayed up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. Oh, good bite the port and brandy, the vodka and the stag.
Yes, the great Christy Moore, just after completing a series of concerts in Ireland, Dublin, from late November to, what do you call it? Hold on now, we'll go next year with Steal Away from the Furies. And Christy performing from through into November, December and early January at the Bord Gáis concert hall venue in Dublin. And Christy, I don't think we'll ever see him down this part of the world again. He's not a great man for flying, and but no doubt he'll be heading over to the UK to do some concerts this year and more around Ireland. Still very, very popular. You're still listening to Ireland Calling. Hope you're still there. And weather in Ireland hasn't been too bad. It was cold and frosty last weekend, but it certainly seems to have eased off a bit. Hard to believe we're just a week away from the end of January, and St. Bridget's Day, 1st of February, and Bank Holiday in Ireland now announced, along with St. Patrick's Day, as one of the two national holidays to remember the great saints that did a lot for Ireland. And that's coming up on the 1st of February. And of course, from a sporting point of view, the Allianz Football and Hurling Leagues gets underway this weekend. And if you want to watch all these games on gaago.ie, you can sign up there and get a subscription. They cover all the Gaelic games right through the league games and into the championship, which obviously will get underway in late April, early May, and run through till the finals in July, hopefully. There is obviously some disappointment that the finals are moved from September to July, but the GAA are trying their best to get through a very congested playlist throughout the year, and they've certainly got a few issues to deal with the non what do you call it with the way that they've had showed no action as a result of the incident with Kilmacud having 16 players on the field at the end of for the last few seconds of the game against Glenn on Sunday. We will take Steal Away. We've got a few minutes before we steal away.
Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay for me and you. Let's start. The dreamy days, the empty nights, we leave them all behind us. Steal away, let's steal away, no reason left to stay. Station. Steve.
Yes, well, it's almost time for me to steal away, and we're going to go out tonight with a piece of music from an Irish group called Cherish the Ladies, and this is called The Hills of New Zealand. Thank you again for tuning in tonight, and I'll be back again next week, same time, same place. For me, Oliver Lee, good night, goodbye, and God bless, and thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support of Ireland Calling.